This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning. We are a couple of days away from big weekend. The 97th Annual Academy Awards are Sunday night. And thinking of the breaking news overnight of the passing of Gene Hackman at the age of 95, we'll continue to follow that story here on the Big K Morning Show. Heinz History Center. What a treasure for Pittsburgh, the region, and in the Strip District in particular. And for the second year in a row, USA Today Reader's Choice Award, America's top history museum. Back-to-back, boom. And the president and CEO is our buddy Andy Mesa. Congratulations, Andy.
Thank you, Larry. It's really quite an honor for the Heinz History Center to be even thought of in the same light as some of the Smithsonian Museums, the National World War II Museum, the Indianapolis Children's Museum. There are great museums out there. And for us to be number one in America, well, it makes our hearts soar like a hawk.
Well, I know you have a great team, but your passion shines through, and it's an example of anybody doing what they do with that kind of passion is going to rise to the top. So congratulations again. It's a great honor and a wonderful attraction. So for people who haven't visited, how do you describe what they'll see when they come for the first time?
Well, the History Center is the largest history museum in Pennsylvania, and it's located right next to the Convention Center in the Strip District. Seven floors of exhibitions, and there are programs, too, that we offer. Vintage Pittsburgh is coming up in April. If you're interested in buying antiques and vintage clothing, and we've got a new exhibit in preparation right now called Pittsburgh's Hidden History. It's going to be some stories that you've never heard before, or you'll see artifacts related to some of those old legends that you've heard. Like the Biddle Brothers sleigh and Mrs. Soffel. Do you know that story, Larry?
Actually, I do, thanks to you. It was a feature film with, of all people, some really famous actor who did Braveheart and a whole bunch of other
films. Mel Gibson, one of his breakout films. He was just in his early 20s when he came to Pittsburgh and filmed Mrs. Soffel, they called it. And he started with Diane Keaton, and they reenacted a real story that happened in 1902, in February of 1902. The warden's wife fell in love with handsome Ed Biddle, who was incarcerated at the Allegheny County Jail. They snuck through the superintendent's bedchamber with the children sleeping. So the warden's wife had fallen in love with a murderer. And then they jumped in a one-horse open sleigh and they made a dash for Butler. They were headed to Canada, but they were intercepted by the sheriff's posse and a big gun battle. Well, we have the sleigh that was involved in that escape and battle. And that'll be the kind of thing that you'll see revealed at Pittsburgh's Hidden History.
I love those kinds of things, and I think people find it fascinating, which gave me the genesis of an idea maybe for the future, and that is, speaking of films, Pittsburgh has developed quite a rich film history, and that might be cool in the future to kind of gather up so many people right here in Pittsburgh have participated in making some great films, including Oscar-winning picture of the year, Silence of the Lambs.
You know, you're right. We've been talking to Don Keyser at the film office, and our curators have been scouring the archives for material related to Pittsburgh's film history, which goes back to 1903. And you know, the first movie house, the Nickelodeon, started right here in Pittsburgh, John Harris's Nickelodeon. So we want to tell that story and bring it right up to present.
Andy, that's
great.
So if
you have memorabilia, or stories, or if you starred or served as an extra in Night of the Living Dead, or you know, any of the Silence of the Lambs, if you were a silent partner in that, we'd like to know about it. So drop us a line.
I think the fact that the first theater was here in Pittsburgh, if people might just brush that off, but we are a town of so many firsts, as you know, including this radio station is the world's first commercial radio station in the world.
That's right, 1920, and it was also the first to broadcast a presidential election, a baseball game, a church service. You know, KDKA's history, well, It's the history of radio and mass communications. It all started right here in Pittsburgh.
So what else is on the horizon at the Heinz History Center, Andy?
Well, I tell you, there's so much going on. Everything from genealogy workshops, if you're interested in Italian genealogy or Irish genealogy, I encourage you to come by. If you're interested in American Girl dolls, we've got a great program coming up called Girlhood, and it's about the people behind the American Girl doll stories. And if you want to hear from those historians, if you're interested in Fort Pitt and how this city began, we've got a program coming up at the Fort Pitt Museum about Trent's Fort, which was the fort before Fort Pitt. Who knew? So all those things can be discovered online. If you go to HeinzHistoryCenter.org, you'll find a whole raft of programs and exhibitions that we're featuring at the History Center today.
Back-to-back USA Today Reader's Choice Award, America's Top History Museum, the Heinz History Center. President, CEO Andy Masick. Andy, great stuff as always. Congrats, and I'll see you soon.
Hey, thanks for making history with us here in Pittsburgh.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.